You will hear a tour guide talking to some tourists. Listen and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, everyone. So, can you all hear me and see me? Okay. My name's David Edwards, and I'm your tour leader for your shopping tour today. Now, as you can see, we're parked just in front of the main theater. If any of you would like tickets for tonight's performance, we can arrange that for you. We're just round the corner from the railway station. If you want to come on our historic buildings tour tomorrow, the coach will leave from just outside the station. And if you want to go for a drink at the end of our tour today, there are plenty of cafes just behind the station. We're still waiting for a few people, but while we wait, I can tell you a little about the theater. Although the building is very modern, in fact, a theater has existed on this site for over 200 years. The original theater used to be very popular because of the musicals it put on. However, it had to be rebuilt after a fire. Some people love the striking modern design, others hate it. These days, its popularity is mainly due to the fact that it attracts a lot of well-known performers. Now, in a few minutes' time, at 9:30, we'll be starting our tour. First, we're going to make our way down to Marketplace, which is one of the most famous squares in the city. That should take us about 10 minutes. There's not too much traffic on the roads, so we should get there at 9:45 at the latest. Marketplace was the city's old food market. People used to come in from the countryside to sell their fresh fruit and vegetables. Remember that these were the days before supermarkets. You won't find any food here now, though. It's now a craft market, and I think you'll find lots to interest you, especially if you want to take presents home. You'll see all kinds of things like hand-painted local pottery and leather goods. Personally, I suggest that you visit the jewelry stalls. You really won't find anything like it anywhere else. But if you're looking for clothes, I'm afraid you'll be disappointed. Wait for this afternoon's visit. We'll stop at Marketplace for an hour and a half, and then continue the tour with a visit to the Regional Food Center. Here you can find over 50 types of local cheeses. There is also fresh fruit juice on sale. Orange juice, peach juice, pomegranate juice, produced in the villages of the region. And local jam, too. You're welcome to buy things to take home with you, but the real reason for our visit is lunch. The idea is that you buy food and drink from the stalls and take it to eat in the lovely open-air dining area. And finally, in the afternoon, we will be visiting the fashion fair in the exhibition center on the outskirts of the city. This is a huge venue, so try not to get lost. There is a whole hall devoted just to footwear. Every kind of shoes and boots you can imagine. You can easily find it because it has a green roof. Just don't go through the blue doors at the entrance of the center. You have to pay for that part of the exhibition. And if all that shopping has exhausted you, there's a cafe where you can rest your weary feet. That's in the building with a red sign. But don't worry, I'll remind you all about that later. Right, everyone's here now, so if you've all got your shopping bags, let's go.